Cheap silicone injections are fatal. Like almost every woman, Fiordaliza Pichardo just wanted to look beautiful. So, a few years ago, she began getting silicone injections from a woman she met through a friend in order to plump up her thighs and derriere. She never expected to pay such a high price for her looks. In March, a day after receiving an injection, Ms. Pichardo, 43, died of what the medical examiner later determined was a silicone embolism in her lungs. Nationally, reports of buttock enhancement using silicone and similar thick liquids have surfaced from the Northeast to Miami, and the Food and Drug Administration is also planning to issue a warning on the dangers of such practices, Shoban Delancey, a spokeswoman, said Thursday. Ms. Delancey said silicone was not approved for injection into tissues at all, only for use in the eyes and in certain implants where it is contained and cannot leak into tissue. She said the FDA had the ability to conduct criminal investigations and would encourage victims to come forward so that we can document the problem. Across the internet, chat rooms, websites, and blogs have sprung up discussing buttock injections. The victims have become caught up in an underground beauty industry that uses injections of black market, medical-grade silicone, or industrial-grade silicone as a cheap, fast, and easily accessible way to plump up breasts, buttocks, thighs, and even wrinkles. The injections are popular among Latina women and transgender women, who may be unable to afford conventional plastic surgery, and who tap into it through unlicensed practitioners working through word of mouth, city officials said. The injections are administered at home, in motel rooms, in makeshift offices, or at plumping parties, where the guests take turns injecting one another, officials said. Ms. Picardo's 19-year-old daughter, Marin Rodriguez, said that her mother began getting silicone injections several years ago, after a friend introduced her to a cosmetologist. Ms. Rodriguez said the cosmetologist went to Ms. Picardo's home in the Bronx and to other clients in Manhattan and Miami. A cup of silicone cost $800, and the cosmetologist would inject half a cup to two cups in a single session, Ms. Rodriguez said. Her mother, she said, didn't really care about the price. It was more that she knew somebody who had this first. Ms. Picardo came to trust the woman. She felt that was her friend. Nothing could go wrong, Ms. Rodriguez said. Ms. Picardo was last injected on March 17th and died the next day. Doctors thought she had pneumonia, Ms. Rodriguez said, and the family never thought to mention the silicone injections, which were discovered during the autopsy because they thought they were harmless. The medical examiner has ruled her death a homicide because she was injected by an unlicensed non-medical practitioner, said Ellen Borakov, a spokeswoman for the medical examiner. No charges have been filed. Paul J. Brown, a police spokesman, said, "We believe she has fled to the Dominican Republic, and we are in discussions with the district attorney as to next steps." Ms. Rodriguez said the family was distraught, but found it hard to be angry. The day after her mother died, she said, the cosmetologist visited to pay her condolences. We didn't think she did it on purpose, she said.